Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Pat McNulty. Pat is a missionary for FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Father Adam. Super excited to be here.
Great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings and for this time together. We ask that you bless this conversation. Bless all of our listeners and awaken us to your ways. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Pat, as we begin, maybe you could share the story of how you encountered Christ, maybe in your own conversion story, and, you know, maybe even how you became a FOCUS minister, or FOCUS missionary. But let's, for your conversion story, how you came to know Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. A beautiful story. Thank the Lord for leading me to where I am today, being able to serve here at Ohio State as a FOCUS missionary. So I grew up in a very Catholic home. My parents very much influenced by their faith in a very beautiful way. I went to Catholic school up until sixth grade, and just learned very much the foundations of the faith, which was awesome. Definitely had just all the principles and really understood it very well. Went off to high school, went to a public high school, and just through kind of the friendships that I had, not that anyone I knew was a bad person, but we kind of just lost sight of talking about the faith regularly within my life. So I think in high school, I was still going to Mass every Sunday, but maybe it was kind of going through the motions a little bit in a lot of ways each week. But towards the end of high school, I took a philosophy course. It was taught by a secular teacher. But in that, I just, came to understand the arguments for the existence of God. Couldn't really see a way of arguing out of it. So I came to understand that our faith really was true and that it was very rational and could be understood and taught very well. And then I went off to Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I knew I wanted to get involved. I knew I would go to Mass every Sunday. Beyond that, I didn't really have any plans to be much more Catholic than just showing up on Sunday. But knew I needed friends, so I started going to some of the church events just to meet people. And from that, met a FOCUS missionary named Calvin Mueller. Calvin just had a joy that I hadn't really seen anyone live with before. It seemed like this guy was always happy. That's part of it's his personality, but also just, the love of Christ just radiates through him in a beautiful way. And so starting to get to know him, he invited me on a retreat my freshman year. And because I had met friends at the Catholic Center, all of my friends were going. So my options were to sit in my dorm room alone all weekend or to go on a retreat. So easy choice. Ended up on this retreat. Ended up going to confession. And I think that was the first time I went on my own. Praise be to God, I had a good father who led me to confession regularly, but it was always kind of, he wakes me up early in the morning and makes me go. This was the first time that I, on my own, just said, I'm going to go, I'm going to do this. And just feeling the weight of whatever I was carrying at that time just kind of drop off my shoulders in a radical way. And then the Saturday night of that retreat, there was a session of adoration, and I just felt in that moment like, wow, if Catholicism is true, an hour on Sunday just doesn't cut it. This is a big deal, and it needs to really influence the way that I live my life. So leaving that retreat, I just vowed to get a little bit more involved. Started going to a Bible study every week. Soon I found myself leading a Bible study every week, and it was just a series of little steps from then on. Definitely aided by, I actually decided to change my major my sophomore year. I left engineering, but was in a bit of a period where I wasn't able to declare a new major yet, so I just took gen eds throughout that year. And so a lot of easier classes, and just in boredom, I found myself going to daily masses because I had nothing else to do, and fell in love with the simplicity of the daily mass, and just fell in love with the faith from there. Fast forward to kind of the end of junior year, starting to look at different jobs that I could be taking. And the missionary Calvin, he challenged me to go to a FOCUS recruitment weekend. And I thought, I'll go to the weekend, probably won't become a missionary. I'll just show up and see what happens. But being there, just in prayer, I realized that the other jobs that I was seeking them for money. I was seeking them for personal gain, or just to be impressive to my friends. And I was really faced with an opportunity to do something good, with my life, to do something truly meaningful and impactful. or to go chase pleasures and worldly things. And yeah, thanks be to God just for that moment of sobriety to really see see the world the way that it truly is, and see the decision that I was making. So just vowed to say yes the moment that I got the call before I could second guess myself, and yeah, joined Focus. Since then, I served briefly at my own alma mater at Colorado State, and then I went out to Ames, Iowa, serving Iowa State University last year, and now I'm living here in Columbus and absolutely loving it so far.
Pat, a couple, you know, I love to kind of pick on people's, not in a bad sense, but just to kind of pick out little details and flesh it out. But if you're tuning in, by the way, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Pat McNulty, who is a Focus missionary at OSU. He's also the team leader for the Focus missionaries at OSU. You know, in your story, I think what strikes me is this missionary Calvin that you met. And I wonder if you could kind of explain to us sort of, I mean, if you know, I'm certain that you're probably up for it, but the nature of your relationship with him and maybe how he kind of mentored you in the faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Calvin's a great friend. And so our mentorship happened in kind of a lot of different ways. First and foremost, just through being in Bible study with him. And then later on, in kind of a formal discipleship setting, once a week we'd get together, talk about different aspects of the faith, areas that I needed to grow personally, and then also how I could live mission. At the time, I was in a fraternity, and how I could live mission to my fraternity brothers and invite them into relationships. So meeting with him in that way was huge. But I think the most impactful thing that Calvin did for me was really invite me into his life. So Calvin was a father of two at the time I knew him. Now he has four children, which is awesome. But being invited into a family life, a family of young children as well, and seeing how he lives his fatherhood out, how he lives his faith on a day-to-day basis, just these simple things, not that he was teaching me anything ever, but actually just being able to see the way that he would live his life and the way that he was raising his children to live their lives was very inspiring for me.
You know, and I'm sure many of our listeners are in similar relationships, maybe where there's someone who is mentoring them or that they are mentoring them. And so much of it is just really the genuine friendship, it sounds like. But at times also, you know, kind of to give a little bit of direction where it's needed. And I would imagine, because it's really all of our stories, that part of that was also prayer and how to kind of be committed to prayer and what prayer looks like. So what kind of guidance did Calvin give you in your life of prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely taught me a lot. The first thing was just accountability. I mean, he really challenged me to pray every single day. At one point, we were both listening to a speaker who said, you know, how can you spend eternity with someone that you can't spend 15 minutes a day with? So he really challenged me to be spending at least 15, if not more, minutes every day in prayer. And at first, there were days that I would miss, and he would be there to ask me, you know, why'd you miss? What can you do to get better, to keep going? Over time, I missed less and less, and that wasn't as necessary. But he was also there to walk me through, you know, understanding consolations and desolations. You know, when things in prayer don't feel like they're going right, he'd be there to say, hey, I think everything's actually going exactly how it should be going, even though it doesn't feel as fun. Teaching me how to pray with scripture specifically, reading the Word of God and allowing that to influence my life as well. So teaching me different methods of prayer, holding me accountable to actually praying itself, and then teaching me also to pray for others very specifically by name, very regularly as well.
One last thing I kind of wanted to flesh out, if we could, was this retreat experience that you had. First of all, kind of the nature of the retreat. But also, I was wondering, because, you know, we all are going to the Sacrament of Confession. It's a wonderful opportunity. But it seems like in this instance, it really became a real encounter, a more powerful encounter with Christ. And maybe you could share a little bit more about the nature of that, not in the details. We don't want to hear what you confessed, but, you know, like how you encountered Christ in the sacrament there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I remember this confession. We were at a retreat center and the priest was sitting in the laundry room, which I thought was very, very fitting for the priest to be in there. But yeah, I think, you know, it's tough to say. You know, the Lord provides for us when we need it and where we need it. And 95% of the time I go to confession, I don't really feel anything. You know, I know that I've been forgiven and that's good. But for some reason this time I felt it, and I think it's because I think the Lord knew that I would need that. But I think part of it has to do too with it being that first time that I had gone on my own. I hadn't really taken the initiative. I hadn't really had the contrition myself to say, like, I should really go and I should really, you know, confess my sins because I'm truly sorry for them. And I think that just was kind of the spark that allowed the Lord just to kind of take over in that moment and really provide me with an encounter that would lead me, yeah, on this path that has led me all the way here to Columbus now.
Then I guess, Pat, in your work as a focus minister or missionary, I don't know why I keep saying minister, but missionary here in the Diocese of Columbus and to Ohio State University, what is your hope here in your work here?
My hope is that in the long run, every student at Ohio State is given the opportunity to be very specifically presented with the gospel and to have their own free will to be able to accept it or not. I think a lot of young people are living their lives without recognizing that they have a choice whether to live according to the way that Jesus Christ asks us to or whether not to. And yeah, some people will say no, unfortunately, and people said no to Jesus himself when he was around. But my hope is that everyone knows that there's a choice and is able to act out and make that choice. And so in the long run, the hope is that we're able to meet a lot of students ourselves as a team, but then also start training other students here on campus on how they can reach people in their classes, people in the clubs that they're in, people around campus that they know that aren't regularly going to the church.
Well, thank you so much, Pat. And just a reminder, you're listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Pat McNulty. Pat is a missionary here at OSU for Focus. And until next time, peace and all good.